My dear Lord, you are the observer of the objectives of the senses. Without your mercy, there is no possibility of solving the problems of doubts. The material world is just like a shadow resembling you. Indeed, one accepts this material world as real because it gives a glimpse of your existence. Purport. To paraphrase this verse, the objectives of sensual activities are actually observed by you. Without your direction, the living entity cannot take even a step forward. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvasya Chaham Ridhisannivishto Matta Smritir Jnana Apahanamcha, you are situated in everyone's heart, and only from you come remembrance and forgetfulness. Chaye Bhayasya Bhuvanani Bivarti Durga. The living entity under the clutches of Maya wants to enjoy this material world, but unless you give him directions and remind him, he cannot make progress in pursuing his shadowy objective in life. The conditioned soul wrongly progresses toward the wrong objective life after life, and he is reminded of the objective of you by you. In one life, the conditioned soul desires to progress toward a certain objective, but after his body changes, he forgets everything. Nonetheless, by my Lord, because he wanted to enjoy something of this world, you remind him of this in his next birth. Matta Smritir Jnana Apahanamcha. Because the conditioned soul wants to forget you, by your grace you give him opportunities life after life by which he can almost perpetually forget you. Therefore, you are certainly, eternally the director of the conditioned souls. It is because you are the original cause of everything that everything appears real. Ultimate reality is your Lordship, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. The word Sarva Pratyaya Hetave is explained by Srila Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur, who says that a result gives one a glimpse of its cause. For example, since an earthen pot is the result of the action of a potter, by seeing the earthen pot, one can guess at the existence of the potter. Similarly, this material world resembles the spiritual world, and any intelligent person can guess how it is acting. As explained in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Dhyakchena Prakriti Swete Sacharacharam. The activities of this material world suggest that behind them is the superintendence of the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yenam Tasme Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yenam Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatha Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam श्री राधा कृष्ण पादन सहगन ललिता श्री विशाखनितांश नमो विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात्य देश तारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. सो इन दिस चैप्टर स्पेशली डेडिकेटेड टू गजेंद्रस प्रेयर्स ऑफ सरेंडर बिगिनिंग ऑफ द एट कैंटो Srila Sukadev Goswami is explaining the characteristics of the manus and different manvantara. And Sukadev Goswami, in the last chapter, she explained in the Tamasa Manvantara, Lord Hari appeared from the womb of Harini, the husband of Harimedha. So, in this Manvantara, also Lord Hari delivered the king of elephant Gajendra. So, by hearing from Sukadev Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj is asking, my dear Lord, could you kindly explain the story of Gajendra? How he is delivered? What was the story about? So, Sukadev Goswami, encouraged by the king who is waiting for his death, Sukadev Goswami only got 7 days to leave his body after the curse of the sage. And he is the perfect listener because he is the great devotee of the Lord. And Sukadev Goswami, by hearing from the king, he is explaining the story of Gajendra. Gajendra, the elephant king, he was living in the Trikuta mountain. Trikuta is a mountain which is high up to 8,000 miles. Unbelievable. It's not so easy to believe even. 8,000 miles the altitude is. And the width is same. The length is also same. So they are all 8,000 miles. So in this mountain, the beauty of the mountain, Sukadev Goswami describes, the Trikuta mountain, there were 3 peaks. One peak was full of iron. It was decorated with iron. Next one was silver. And the third one was gold. So it was a beautiful mountain. And then after, Sukadev Goswami is explaining that in this Trikuta mountain there was many other minerals, many other flowers, trees, shrubs, so many. And because of the beauty of this mountain, so all the demigods, the heavenly planets, residents of the heavenly planets, they used to live there and they used to go for sports. There was different grounds, different gardens in this mountain, and the demigods, they are having their own gardens and the mountain in this mountain. So in this mountain there was a garden called Rutumat. Rutumat was the garden who was owned by Varuna. So Varuna was the in charge of this garden, and Srila Sukadev Goswami explains how beautiful this garden is, and it was beautifying the all over the places. And also in this the past chapters, Srila Sukadev Goswami explains that how the milk waves are washing the feet of this mountain, and it creates so many emeralds all over the surroundings, the banks of the milk ocean. So in this garden there is a big lake. So Gajendra, once he was wandering in this Trikuta mountain with his wives, children, friends, by wandering here and there, and wherever he was going, naturally by the strength of an elephant, he was breaking the trees, breaking the shrubs, breaking so many things. And he was totally intoxicated, only focusing about breaking the trees. And somehow by wandering, he came to the Rutumat garden. Rutumat garden, in different shastras, it is described that there is 6 ritus, the 6 seasons a year. But in this Rutumat garden, every day there is 6 seasons. Every day you can experience the 6 seasons. So that's the characteristics of the Rutumat garden. Every day 6 seasons. So the lake, somehow by wandering, Gajendra, he reached to the lake. By seeing the water and the huge lake, no one can resist. So they went to the water. They took bath. Gajendra, he drank the water. The water is also glorified by Srila Sukadev Goswami, the fragrance of the water, because the demigod's presence and taking bath in that lake, so the water was fragrant. Srila Prabhupada explains, material people, for bringing their body a good smell, they use the fragrance. But whereas demigods, it is different. Their body is full of fragrance because naturally they are the devotees of the Lord, and they were full of fragrance, and they were taking bath in the Rutumat garden, the lake, and the water was also full of fragrance. And in this water also there was so many lotus, many different flower, lily, and so other flowers. You can describe as many water flowers was there. So Gajendra, after taking bath, he drank up to his satisfaction. Then by nature, a father is compassionate to the child, the wives, so he was smearing the water all over them. So they have taken shower. By doing these activities, a crocodile was in the water. The crocodile was so strong, so powerful. By seeing Gajendra's activities, he was angry. He attacked on his leg. So the attack was ferocious, and he was trying to resist Gajendra. There was a huge fight. The fight was going on for a long time. up to 1,000 years. One can ask a question, how it was 1,000 years? We live maybe the 100 years. Yes, Kali Yuga, the human being can live 100 odd years, not more than that, maybe 110, 15 years, maybe 20 years, 120 years. But in Treta Yuga and Satya Yuga and Dwapara Yuga, we, from different scriptures, we know that Satya Yuga people used to live 100,000 years. They used to live 100,000 years. So this is different than Kali Yuga. And Gajendra, he started fighting. Once he was thinking maybe he will win, and next time he was thinking that he is not winning. 1,000 years he was pulling the crocodile from the water by his great strength, but the crocodile was also having the great strength. In the water he was strongest person, strongest animal. So he was pulling the Gajendra again back to the water. So this fight has gone for a long time. After having this fight, Gajendra slowly lost his strength. Although he was a strong elephant, by having thousand years fighting, he lost so much blood and so much weakness. He lost his strength and he can't fight anymore. So this is the situation. And then Gajendra, somehow he remembers his past. He was King Indradimna. He was cursed. He was King Indradimna. He was a great king. He was taking care of his kingdom nicely, peacefully. And after his kingdom, he decided that he will go to the forest and practice the austerity to attain the Supreme Person. So he's a great devotee of the Lord. He was practicing austerity. I think we'll get in next chapter the story of Gajendra, how he became an elephant. So Gajendra, King Indradimna, he left the kingdom. He went to the Malaya Hill, a hill situated in South India now. In that Malaya Hill, he had a small ashram. He practiced his austerity and sadhana. It's day to day he was always meditating the Lord, thinking about the Lord. So that's the characteristics of a great devotee. And improving his austerity, the King Indradimna, he thought that he will observe silence for a long time. So King Indradimna started observing silence. So he was observing silence, same time he was meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord. One day, Agastya Muni, a great saintly person, along with his disciples, he was walking past. He saw the king is sitting in the meditation. He came and he tried to talk to him. But because the king has vowed that he will observe silence, he did not speak. By not speaking, Agastya Muni thought that this king has so much proud himself, within himself. He is not able to speak to me. He has no respect for the saintly persons. He didn't even receive me. or he didn't, you know, welcome me into his ashram. What kind of life is that? He thought that this kind of life should be condemned. He is living like a dark, living in a dark. He doesn't know how to respect the saintly persons. So, he immediately, Agastya Muni curse. He said that since you are living in that darkest kind of place, you should take birth as an elephant. So Gajendra was the next birth from King Indradimna. King Indradimna, in his next life, he became an elephant. And he was living in the Trikuta mountain with all the associates. By the nature, he is a devotee. And he got all his wisdom in the real time of need, when he needs the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada quotes the Bhagavad Gita here. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smritir jnana apahanam cha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is giving the wisdom to remember and forgetfulness. He gives the both, depending on our requirements or depending on our request to the Lord. So at the end, when Gajendra saw that nothing is working, now what should I do? My strength is no more there to fight against this strong crocodile which is pulling me into water. So what should I do now? So he remembers in his past life, remembers the prayer of the Lord. He prays, Om Namo Bhagavate. So this is the beginning of his prayer. He is praying, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev. So he remembers all his past. This is here. I would like to also bring the great devotees. Sometimes they remember the Lord, and the Lord gives them the wisdom to remember. For the example of Maharaj Bharat. Maharaj Bharat ruled over the world for many thousand years. After ruling over the world, then he retired. He was such an exalted person. He never cared about his sons. He had so many sons. He never cared about his wife, never cared about the kingdom. Especially he never cared about the son. He didn't give the kingdom to his son. He chose for the throne Santanu, a son of a great saintly person, Bharadwaj. So he chose Santanu to take over the kingdom of Bharat. So this is the greatness of Maharaj Bharat. He gave up everything. He left the kingdom. He went to near Gandaki. He made an ashram and he lived there. And he started his austerity. By starting his austerity, day by day he was progressing. One day, while he was taking bath in the Gandaki river, maybe you all know Gandaki is a sacred river where all the Salagram Sila you see, we worship, that's coming from. All the Salagram Sila, they are coming from Gandaki river. So, presently situated in Nepal, I think. So, King Jad Bharat, he was performing his austerity near Gandaki river in the ashram. One day, while he is taking bath in the Gandaki river, he saw a deer running to the water. Shri Shri Radha Gokulanand ki. So he was, the deer was running to the water. He noticed that behind the deer there was a lion roaring and trying to attack the deer. By nature, the deer is fearful, and the deer was pregnant. The deer somehow crossed the river Gandaki. Maybe you know Gandaki is really fast river. The current is really fast. So somehow the deer crossed the river. After crossing the river, gave birth a baby, the calf, and then the deer died because of fear or whatever it is. So Maharaj Bharat, by seeing this calf, he was having so much compassion. That's the nature of a devotee. He's always so compassionate to every living entity. And so he brought this calf and taken care after that. But after some time, Maharaj Bharat was developed a relationship with the deer, an attachment with the deer. Because of the attachment, he forgot his daily rituals, his daily austerities, and focus on the deer. And he was thinking, alas, who will take care of this if I am not taking care of this deer? He is suffering, and I should give him the shelter. Actually, in this material world, anybody taken birth, Krishna protects them. We are not the protector of any living entity. Krishna is the only one protector. So, by thinking that is in his mind, and he developed the attachment in his heart, so he taken care daily this deer. And slowly, slowly, all the rituals, whatever he was doing, all the austerities, he forgot. Sometime the deer will kiss him, sometime he will kiss the deer, sometime he will lay with the deer, he will sleep with the deer. This is the 24 hours, the attachment with the deer. And because of the attachment, one day the deer somehow left the ashram. And Maharaj Bharat, he was so much panicking and worried and having so much anxiety. What should I do now? That this deer is going to somehow be attacked by a lion, the tigers, or can be killed by an elephant. What should I do? So Maharaj Bharat was searching for him everywhere. By this way, he left his body. And in his next life, he became a deer. By understanding the situation, why he became a deer, so then he began to lament that I shouldn't have done that. Actually, Krishna protects everyone, and I shouldn't have developed an attachment. And Maharaj Bharat, while he was leaving the body, he was constantly thinking about the deer. And because of his thinking of the deer, he took a birth as a deer. But in this life, he didn't last so long. He left the mother as soon as he took birth. He immediately came to the ashram where he used to live, and thinking about the Lord, he never forgot. That's the glories of the Lord. He gives the intelligence to remember the past life. Maharaj Bharat was very well advanced. He was advanced and he was a pure devotee. But somehow he was having the attachment. He got the body of a deer. Even after having the body of a deer, he was still meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he didn't last, that deer body did not last so long. He left his body and he took birth as in a Brahmin family, highly qualified Brahmin family. The Brahman, son of a Brahman, then he was later on called Jad Bharat. Why he was called Jad Bharat? Because Jad means a person who doesn't know anything. He has no knowledge. In this Brahmin's life, Jad Bharat, he act like he's a dumb, foolish, and he can't speak even. Deaf, he can't hear. So he was acting like that. He can speak, he can hear, but he was acting that he is a foolish person, he knows nothing. So that's his acting. Because he realized that in this material world, if you have to advance, then this is the only way that you have to meditate on the supreme lotus feet of the personality of Godhead. You can't associate with the non-devotees. His brother, he had one stepmother, stepbrothers, maybe about 10 brothers, 9 or 10 brothers, he had stepbrothers. And so he was not having any attachment. Because of the attachment with the deer, he got a deer's body and he is very careful now in this life. So he doesn't have any attachment with non-devotees. So there is many other things Jad Bharat's life is coming. Like one day his father and mother dies and his stepmother and stepbrothers, they are not treating him so nicely. They are not giving him the right food. But Jad Bharat never complained. Whatever he was getting, the food he was taking very happily. So all these things were happening. And the brothers, they gave him, since the father tried to give him good education. The father always loved him so well. So he tried to give him the good education, like the Vedas, learning the Vedas. But acting like a foolish person, dumb and deaf, so he was not responding anything. Because he is totally elevated more than the Vedas. Vedasacharham ahameva vedyam. So, the main purpose of the Veda is to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Jad Bharat was already renounced. He knows the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Vedas are not required for him. Vedas, he is already on the topmost platform. So he doesn't need these Vedas. So he was ignoring. And so the stepbrothers told him, since he is, not doing anything, the Brahmin activities, so soon he was called Brahma Bandhu. Brahma Bandhu is a word generally used for the Brahmins, a person who took birth in the Brahmin family but not performing the karmakandas, following the Vedas, that's called Brahma Bandhu. And there is a word also, Dija Bandhu. A person twice born is called Dija. And also who is not following this line of the order. So Maharaj Bharat, he never cared about that. He was totally in the deep meditation on the lotus feet of the Lord. One day his brothers, stepbrothers, they order him, now you go take care of the paddy field. There was cows, horse, so you go stay there. So Jad Bharat was taking care of the paddy field nicely. He was living there, sleeping there overnight. One day, a dacoit gang, they came, they were looking for a suitable sacrifice, a human sacrifice. And they were looking the sacrifice, and somehow they found Jadvarat on the way. The head of the dacoit, he said that this is the suitable. This guy doesn't speak, doesn't behave proper, so this is the suitable sacrifice. Let's take him before the Bhadrakali and we'll give him the sacrifice. So he tried. They took him. They took him to the forest. Next day they brought before the Bhadrakali. And the chopper, he was trying to chop his head. He was ready. By seeing this, Bhadrakali immediately alarmed. A great devotee is being punished. And Kali, who was called in this material world as the sister of Krishna, how can he tolerate? She immediately came out from the deity form and took away the sword and chopped all the dacoit's head. And then Jadbharat, he becomes King Rahugan's palanquin carrier. There is so many other stories. So King Jadbharat, Brahmin Jadbharat, he remembers all his past. Here, Gajendra also, he remembers his past and he chanted the certain prayers in this whole chapter dedicated for his surrender and prayer. While Gajendra praying, he was telling even, by chanting, he was saying, I know you will come and protect me. So this is the nature of a devotee, having the full faith unto the lotus feet of the Lord. He was praying the Lord, same time he was saying that, I know you will come. First Gajendra was so fearful for his death. But now he's saying that, when you will come, you will protect me. After that, I don't want to live in this body. This body is useless. I can't think about you so much. So I don't want to live in this body. I wanted to give up this body. And somehow the Lord comes when he saw Gajendra is praying. Immediately he sit on the back of his carrier Garuda. And the Lord, whenever he desires, he will be there in the same time. He doesn't need to take time. He sat on the back of the carrier Garuda, his carrier, and he desired to go to Gajendra. And immediately he was there. And by seeing the Lord's arrival, Gajendra immediately, he was praying, so he didn't got anything. He got a lotus flower and he offered the flower. And the Lord accept. The Lord accept. As we know in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Patram puspam phalam toyam, yo me bhakta prayachati. So if a devotee offer me a leaf, a flower, water, anything, I accept it with great happiness. So the Lord accepted. After accepting this, immediately the Lord's duty was to getting down from the carrier and pull the elephant along with the crocodile and cut his mouth. So this is the Lord's pastime in this chapter. Later on, we'll find out how King Indradimna become an elephant again, as I told you a little bit about that. Hare Krishna.